Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. What did Jalen Hurts prove last night? As far as I'm concerned, Patrick Mahomes is the king of the hill.
Next
after
year.
Patrick, he's in a class by himself to me.
Oh, him and Joe Burrow in the same class?
No, I think Joe Burrow. I think Patrick Mahomes.
Who on the same class?
Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts.
Jalen. Yes. Yeah. I think. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes.
100%. Patrick Mahomes, top of the hill.
Next tier, Jalen Hurts. Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Right there.
I think Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts are the next tier from Patrick Mahomes.
Don't start the morning off yelling at me.
No. Max had me thinking you said.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's what happens.
See what he did? He can't just take accountability for thinking it himself. I had you thinking.
Well, because I was looking down and I could just hear your voice, and then I heard you say, "No, wait." And that's at that point, I'm like,
"Listen,
yeah, what are you talking
are
about?
Are we all on the same page there? It's Mahomes, and then it's Burrow and Hurts."
Yes.
So Hurts a top three quarterback in the NFL.
I dare you, Max.
What?
Accountability. If you don't stop.
Top three quarterback in the NFL? Jalen Hurts?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's fair.
It's different. Mm-hmm. But he plays a quarterback position. It's just different. Like, you know how I like to put certain skill sets off on the own by themselves? Mm-hmm. He's kind of off on his own because his skill set is different and so unique that you don't have too many of those guys running around the National Football League that could do what he does. He's such a just a different type of talent. You know, Joe Burrow's great and all, but Joe Burrow, his talent is just different, man. It's way different to me.
I would have him top five.
Who do you have ahead of?
I mean, I don't have any particular order. I didn't come out with a list this morning on Monday, but like, to me also, I think being in the top three, I need to see him do it again next year at a high level when everybody's eyes, I mean, which they were again this year, but, you know, extra attention for him next year and then doing it again in those eyes.
Yeah, and also this is the first time he's played at this level. Let's see him do it again.
Seeing Joe Burrow do it 2 years in a row, back-to-back. Okay.
See, I don't need to see him do it again. And the reason is because I saw him do it when they lost to the Bucks in the playoffs. I saw him come on strong at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I don't think that he's going to drop off.
Right.
I only think he's going to get better. Certain quarterbacks you look at and you go, like for instance, if you say Baker Mayfield when he had a nice little run in the playoffs and he almost beat Cleveland, if you told me, oh man, next year he's going. I'm like, nah, no. You might want to wait to see that. Jalen Hurts, you don't want to. You can go with it. You could go bet on him next year that there's a high probability and a chance that he'll be in this position again next year.
By the way, I'm happy to give you my top five right now, and I'd love to put Justin Herbert in it, but I can't right now.
Go ahead.
I'm looking for an excuse, but I can't. One is Mahomes. Two is Burrow. Three is Hurts. Four is Lamar Jackson, and five is Josh Allen. And the reason I have Lamar higher than some is because when he is healthy, he may have a greater influence on the outcome of a game than anyone in the league. Like, it's absurd when he is healthy how often his team wins, including against good teams, even when they have nothing else, when everybody's hurt. And when he's hurt, how seldom they win, right? Like, So I get it. He's hurt a lot of availability, and if you want to take him off the list because of that, fine.
You don't got the back-to-back MVP in your top five quarterbacks in the league and Aaron Rodgers?
I can't based on the season he just
had.
You
just have back-to-back MVP seasons. They have one down year. They have a lot of
I would have Rodgers
and you put And you put Lamar. You put Lamar in there. Lamar missed half the season?
Yeah, but when he was on the field. Like, I don't think he's going to miss half the season every year. He just, you know,
And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play as poor as he played this year, next year.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. If you want to put Aaron Rodgers high up, I get it. For me, given what I just saw, and also, like, he's not 25 and just had that season. Of course, there's some cynicism. So I would have Rodgers 6 or 7, but he could easily get back up to 2 or 3.
Are you saying Rodgers fell off the cliff?
No.
Okay. So I'm saying if you do, then he can have another Hall of Fame career the next 5 years. So that's your motivation. I think you should play the card.
I don't know anybody in their right mind that would put Aaron Rodgers as number 7 best quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, I can't co-sign. Okay.
Who are you putting him ahead of?
Man, he gonna go in front of a lot of people, man.
He's gonna go
in front of a lot of people, dog. I get it. He had a bad year, and he also had some just weird stuff. His conversations that he had, I get it. There's a certain feeling about who he is. I understand all that. But he ain't the 7th best quarterback in the National Football League. Come on, man, stop.
See, I look at when you say I have to put this guy in this category because he's just different than that guy, the style, I look at effectiveness. So I'm not afraid to say, like, yeah, this guy doesn't look like what you think of, like a quarterback needs to do X, Y, Z. He doesn't do that. Yeah, but when he's in the game, do they win? Now, you might say, yeah, but he's not always in the game, and you knock Lamar down. I can't argue with that.
So let me ask you this then.
It's just not for me.
So now I'm going to do like Jay would do you.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, why ain't Jimmy G in there?
Why is he or is not? Is he not?
Why isn't he in? No, what? Okay. I'm saying.
Because
he just explained. He just said, whenever Lamar's in, they win. And I just said, well, if that's the case, then you should put Jimmy G in there. Because every time Jimmy G is in, they win.
Because I think there's also some common sense involved in the evaluation, which is what you're arguing with Aaron Rodgers. You're arguing the same thing. Like, come on, use some common sense. Watch Rodgers.
He's
obviously excellent. But that's what's underneath it. That's what you're really saying. And what I'm saying is the same thing about Jimmy G. He doesn't have the same tools as the other guys.
Don't let him sway you into a Jimmy G argument. Jimmy G is not part of the argument.
Right. I'm not arguing.
Brock Purdy did very well.
I know. I'm trying to keep him on course before it turns into a Jimmy G soliloquy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know?
No, but I could bring it back. It's some of it. So you're saying, Max, use not just the whole history, but the eyeball test on Rodgers. Obviously, he's better than this guy or that guy. I understand what you're saying, and that factors in. I'm saying when you factor that in, and his age, and the season he just had, and all that, I'm going to put the young guys who are having a lot of success right now ahead of the guy who's not having the same success right now. And if Rodgers had been making crazy playoff runs recently,
You know, the last 5 games of the season, Aaron Rodgers played lights out.
Yeah,
he played. And Josh Allen had a better season than Aaron Rodgers this season, and okay. But, like, who has had the last 2 seasons who have been better?
Do you remember, Jay, at one point Rodgers faced Josh Allen, and I asked everyone on this show, and I did it on TV, too, on This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN.
But it's not a head-to-head matchup,
I asked everyone,
not a quarterback versus quarterback matchup.
But it is in the evaluation of the quarterbacks, and I asked everyone going into that game, who has the advantage at quarterback? Do you remember what you said?
Green Bay's defense did not live up to expectations this year at all.
But I did ask you heading into that game, who had the advantage at quarterback, Green Bay or Buffalo? Do you remember what you said?
Josh Allen.
Yes, you said Buffalo. So did Keith.
Because of the way that Green Bay was playing this year, yes.
Okay, but that's an evaluation of Rodgers vis-a-vis another quarterback.
I mean, that doesn't make me believe that Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers when it's all said and done right now.
Do you think Jalen Hurts proved anything last night?
Yeah, he proved a lot. He proved that he could play in big games when there's a lot of people doubting him. He can't throw over the middle. He can't do this. He can't do that. Let's see what their passing game looks like. The guy was 27-38, 304 yards, a touchdown, and 3 rushing touchdowns on the ground. And he had the costly fumble or whatever, but that he bounced back from that. So I'm going to discount all of that, because if that would have affected him, he wouldn't have done the things that he did in the particular game in the Super Bowl. So, yeah, he had a lot to prove, and he proved it. Now, there shouldn't be any question marks. 12 months ago, it was like they got all these number one picks. Ah, this guy's coming out of the draft. They should take a look at this dude. Well, they Gardner Minshew. What about him a year ago? Well, they traded for him.
Get
out. Just stop.
Yeah, but I think it's been over for a minute.
Can I tell you what he proved? I mean, he just cemented the thought. I mean, we can get into the legacy of where he ranks as a quarterback, which I think is a low-hanging fruit type of conversation, frankly. To me, like, he's one of the best leaders in sports right now. Like, there's not one time when this dude isn't on the field that I don't believe that he individually is going to do everything in his power to will his team to win the game. Like, last night, even another example, you know, fumbles the ball in the first half. The next drive goes and scores again. Like, that play is over. I'm on to the next. I'm focused on one play at a time. He just feels to me like that aura makes him one of the most transcendent leaders in all sports.
I hate the Eagles. I root against them. And because I'm a Giants fan. And when there was 8 seconds left in the game, I was not positive the game was over, because they have Jalen Hurts. And, like, there are miracles that happen, And they tend to happen with guys who lead very, very well, right? Because the team never believes they're out of it. Now, of course, it didn't happen because the odds against it are astronomically high. However, just the feeling he gives you along the lines of what you're talking about, Jay, is like, maybe a miracle can happen, right? I know I wasn't did you feel any nervousness at all?
No.
With 8 seconds?
Yep. Not with 8 seconds.
Yep. No, something, was crazy, something stupid could happen. Yep.
Yeah, but it was something like that.
I know the shoulder was hurt, but the throw at the end.
The throw was like, where's
did he get hit?
I noticed that Yates doesn't throw sound.
I turned my head. Did he get hit on the throw?
Not that I saw.
Because I turned my head and
I didn't see him get hit.
I just saw the ball bouncing. Yeah, me too. And the camera didn't stay on him. The camera went. It like got off of him, and all I saw was a ball bounce.
Where's the sound effect that Yates always plays when we bring up Jokic for that for that Jalen Hurts throw? For that Jalen Hurts throw at the end.
He ain't doing that.
Nah.
Yeah, that's right. I win either way, though, Max. I win either way.
If it was Mahomes and there was 8 seconds left, do you think they would have a chance?
I think
it was 70 yards down the field, man. And there's no way.
I know, but it's crazy. It was like stuff happens.
It was about 70-something yards, man. It's hard.
Yeah, it's virtually impossible, but not actually impossible, right? Someone who made one of the biggest plays in last night's game. By the way, I had someone, was it Fortenbaugh, who said that he took this man to win MVP, and at one point in the game, it looked like he might have been right. We have that player. Could have been MVP last night. Had one thing broken differently. Coming up to join us next, Nick Bolton, ladies and gentlemen, of the world champion Kansas City Chiefs.
He wasn't hit, Key. He was not hit.
No, he wasn't?
Nope.
Yeah.
It must have slipped out of his hands. I got to make an excuse, right? Yeah. Because they would make excuses. Never mind.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
106.5 The Wolf. That's what we were just listening to. By the way, you can help Brenda, people Leticia, affected by Linda, the earthquake Alicia, in Turkey. Last numbers I saw, 28,000 dead. Please visit redcross.org/ESPN, redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond. Guys, heading into this game, it was stupid odds against it, and I believe it was Fortenbaugh, one of our gambling experts, said, you know who's a good pick for Super Bowl MVP, a lot of value? Nick Bolton. And when, I know it's not a catch because you have to take 17 steps before it's a catch, but man, he caught that ball, turned and made a step, and Nick Bolton popped it out, scooped and scored again, and I was like, damn, Nick Bolton about to be Super Bowl MVP. He joins us now. Nick Bolton, linebacker and Super Bowl champion. How's it feel, champ?
Oh, man, it's still surreal, man. I haven't been asleep yet, man, so me and my teammates, man, and my coach, man, we're enjoying it, man. I hear AZ still, man, and yeah, it's a real moment.
You still in AZ chilling, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we head out in a little bit, man. I was trying to figure out an all-nighter.
Did you ever dream about or envision that you would have one of the biggest plays in the Super Bowl, like scoop and score?
Yeah, man. No, not really. I had a dream about that making that play probably about 3 nights ago, but before then I really didn't. Just kind of hoping I could get an opportunity to play in that game. I understood a lot of people would go their whole careers without playing that game, and just making a big play when our team needed the most, man. It's crucial for us in order to get the win.
Nick, just walk us through that play, man. I mean, obviously that was a massive play in the first half that set the tone for you guys as well. Take us through it.
Yeah, man. I think it's a quarterback draw, and Jalen Hurts just, I think he tried to switch the ball on the other hand away from me, man, and I hit it off his leg, and the ball just kind of rolled out there. I got a lucky bounce, man, and after that, it's just kind of like middle school. I just scoop and score, man, trying to find a way to get to the end zone.
Meantime, the second, there was another scoop and score, Nick, that they said was not a completion, and I get by the rules it's not, but damn, man, I know what a catch looks like. He caught the ball. You timed it perfectly. He made a move. You popped him. You did it again, and they took it back. What were you thinking at that moment?
Yeah, man, In real time, I thought it was a lot farther than what it was. I kind of went to the sideline, and I was telling Spaz that I get the defense close because I know it's incomplete. But I watched the scene, a picture of it, man. It kind of looks a little closer to a catch, man. So I wish I would have let that one ride out, too, so I can go ahead and get two touchdowns. Man, that would have been pretty special.
How on that first scoop and score, how far did the end zone seem away to you? Did it seem far? Did you feel like, oh, my God, somebody get ready to come snatch me?
Yeah, I picked the ball up. It didn't seem that far, but I feel like I was moving so slow. So I looked up at the screen, man, and I ain't seen the best around me, man. So I knew I was good, man. My dude Mike took a nice shot, man, but was able to give me a block, and I was cruising to the end zone.
Nick, we were watching the game and saw reports in the second quarter about how Jalen Hurts changed cleats, right? Went to 3-inch spike cleats. Tell me about that field and how slippery it was with all the painting on the field.
Yeah, man. I also went with the 7 studs. The field, man. It wasn't as bad as it was early in the year when we played Arizona, but I was a little slick out there, man. But again, it's the kind of elements, man. Just gotta try to do what you can. I put the best cleats on available, and just try to find a way to win.
All right.
So, Patrick Mahomes wins Super Bowl MVP, and not you. And I believe if they didn't call that an incomplete and you get that second scoop and score, there's a good chance you win Super Bowl MVP. Nevertheless, your teammate got it. This is now his second in 4 seasons. He has 2 regular season MVPs, 5 years of lighting the league on fire. What does it mean to have that guy on your side? Can you explain the feeling when the Eagles possessed the ball 10 times longer than you did, whatever it was in the first half, but you have Patrick Mahomes? What are you thinking?
Yeah, man. As a defense, man, we understand our offensive is going to get rolling. They're not going to keep 15 at bay all day. So we've got to be able to find a way to get in the ball as much as we can and give them opportunities to go to work. Early in the first half, we had some third downs. We could have gave them the ball back, man, give them some field position and let them go to work, man. We didn't. So the drives got extended. Time kind of got off the clock, man. We weren't able to give them the ball as much. So second half, we made that a focus point, find a way to get stops. Just minimizing penalties and making plays on the football, and that helped us down the stretch.
When you look at Coach Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, when y'all lost Tyreek Hill to a trade, what went through y'all mind from an offensive standpoint about if you was going to be able to put something together to score points, or did you just feel like, okay, our defense has now got to carry this team?
Yeah, man, it's always hard when you lose a great player like Tariq, man, and But understanding who we have on the offense, man, Coach Reed is a great offensive mind, man. He's doing it for a long time. I believe he is the greatest coach that ever coached, man. And so we got all the confidence in the world in our offense, man. And on the defense, we understand that we had a lot of young guys playing early, man. And so it's going to be ups and downs as the season progresses, man. But when it comes down to the playoffs, we knew those guys were going to be ready. The season, I was going to test them out. They're going to be well ready to go. I give those guys a lot of credit, man. They competed it all day. We're a press team, man. With those wideouts over there, it gets difficult to sit there and press 70 snaps a game, man. They do it, man. They love it. They enjoy it, man, and I find a way to win. But again, on our offense, man, Coach Reed and Coach Bieniemy, Patrick, Trav, when you got those four guys for sure, we're going to be special on offense.
Yo, Nick, congratulations on winning the chip, man. I know when I won, ain't no way in hell I would still be up, you know, doing a morning interview after the celebratory cocktails I would have been having that night. So props up to you for coming on our show and holding it down, man. Shout out.
That's a good point.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. No problem, man. It's great to be out here, man. Again, our teammates probably still up as well. So we're going to ride this one all the way out to Kansas City.
That's right.
You're not going to start drinking, man, till later. He knew we had the interview.
I'm having
start
champagne in the locker room. It's nonstop flowing. Come on, man.
Nick Bolton, ladies
and
gentlemen.
I got a little bit in, man.
Yeah, Nick Bolton been up all night. Came this close to winning Super Bowl MVP, but his team wins the championship and now forever a Super Bowl champion. Thank you, Nick Bolton.
All right, Nick.
No, thank you.
I wouldn't be able to put together my words right now if that was me.
You can barely do it now. You can barely do it now. You've been retired for 20 years.
Chips! That's all you would have heard from me. Chips.
You've been retired for 20 years and you barely can put it together now.
Barely can put it together now. Come on. That's right. Matt. What a line.
How are the Eagles feeling after losing this game? Probably pretty good, right?
Pat Costello, you okay?
Pat Costello.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. You don't sound great.
I don't feel good.
Yeah. You like your coach still?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm just making sure because, you know.
There are two Philly guys right there, Yates
you just don't like me,
and
Pat,
Costello.
Huh? You just don't like me?
Ridiculous ref take there, but we'll get into that later.
Okay.
No. Ridiculous ref take. Yeah, I don't know. It seemed reasonable to me.
Made one bad call.
Completely ridiculous. We'll
really
talk
nice
about it later.
The refs to decide the Super Bowl. They did. I mean, they ended the game, but they – listen, Yates writes terrible. I agree with both those tweets,
today
but guys
– cry to me about all the excuses you're about to make for your team
currently
losing?
Watching Philly's highlights to try to feel better because they won this World Series. Oh, no, never mind.
No, it's time to look towards the 76ers now.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's eyes on Doc Rivers.
Poor Doc Rivers.
Holy pressure, Doc Rivers.
Because
come on, Philly fans.
Everyone knows Embiid is great. Harden's changed his game to suit the team. Tyrese Maxey's a baller. So now everyone's – and now both teams make it but lose. Everyone's looking at Doc now. Oh, Doc got a lot of pressure. All right, listen. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Did the refs decide the game? Is Mahomes on track to be the GOAT? Where does Jalen Hurts rank in the hierarchy of NFL quarterbacks? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
And the Kansas City Chiefs have won another Super Bowl.
It always hurts, right? Anytime you don't come out on top, it hurts. We'll use this pain, we'll use this failure for motivation for us.
You either win or you learn. That's how I feel. You either win or you learn.
You know, really, really happy for Trav. You know, played his ass off. That team deserves everything they had.
You know, it is a tough feeling to come up short. You know, it's a very tough feeling.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and I'm sure throughout Philadelphia today, the basic attitude is probably, yeah, maybe it was a ticky-tack call, but gosh darn it, that's the way it goes, and we just have to accept the defeat. Probably it's like that, something like that, right?
Gosh darn it, probably not so.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Anthony Gargano, host of the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5, The Fanatic. All right, Anthony. Surprise me. What do you think of that call, Anthony?
Come on, man. Come on. You can't. I agree with LeBron. All right? You can't end the Super Bowl on that. Come on, fellas, please. Listen, the Chiefs were incredible, and they played a great half. And, you know, ultimately, the Eagles' defense came up small. But come on, fellas. Yo, give me some pity here. There's no way in the world you can call that.
I hear you on the call. I mean, but maybe your defense could stop them from scoring every possession in the second half, though, right? I feel you on the call, but like, what's up with the D?
Yeah, and I feel you on.
No, you're right. No, listen, this is where I lose it, right? Because ultimately, you're up 10 at halftime, and every team that had a double digit lead at halftime in the Super Bowl, one, except the Eagles. So you're right. I mean, Mahomes had his way. The special teams, it was almost like the universe conspired to bring the Chiefs back.
He's the city black
today, brothers.
Well, you feel the pain or whatever, but outside of the holding call.
You're just a creep. You can't even give me any kind of big shoulder. Keyshawn, you got to come right in. You can't even give me a shoulder today.
No.
Well, look,
I
he enjoys it, Anthony.
I'm coming stabbing.
No, I actually picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, but it's over with now. So now I have to go back and do my job. I can't be a fan of the Eagles right now, so you know, I'm trying to do my job. But outside that performance, I mean, outside of the holding call, what did you make overall, though, of the way that they played, just in general from start to finish?
Yeah, I mean, look, a couple things. One, I mean, Jalen balled out, and I think he answered all the questions as to whether or not he belonged there. I mean, he threw for 300. He ran for 3 touchdowns. I mean, a quarterback can't do any more than Jalen Hurts. So, you know, right off the bat, you saw what he did, and he solidified himself. You know, look, they couldn't stop the Eagles for the longest time. And, you know, I mean, it was just a – it was. I thought that offensively, they were terrific, but defensively, you know, I mean, I thought Andy did a really good job. They ran the ball. Did you know there was an interesting stat, and I was wondering how Andy was going to play it, that the Chiefs, when they were using their 12 personnel, the 3 tight ends, they were number 1 rushing the ball. The Eagles' defense was 19th against 12 personnel rushing the ball. And look, they ran for 158. You know, we think about the Chiefs. We think about last night and Mahomes got hot. You know, they really gassed the Eagles on the ground. Mahomes, even with the ankle, runs for 44. Both of the backs combined for over 100 yards. And I think that was the big story. I think the big story, especially in the second half, was running the football. And Andy Reid, who did not run the football a lot who is a great coach and, you know, took a lot of heat for his love of the pass in Philadelphia, won the Super Bowl by running the football.
Would you rather have Andy Reid or Nick Sirianni right now?
Well, I always loved Andy. I think Andy's a GOAT. I do. You know, I mean, Andy's going to coach for another, you know,
but that's
few
not
years
what I asked you. I gave you a simple yes or no.
Well, I mean, is it now? Is it today? Or is it for the next 10 years? Because Sirianni's going to be a great coach.
He still ain't answered.
I mean, you saw it.
I said a
pick
yes
a
or
side,
no.
Anthony.
Yes or no?
I want Andy, all right? All right. Yeah. I'll take Andy. But that doesn't mean that Sirianni is not going to be one of the top coaches in this league. So you saw it last night.
So, Anthony, let me ask you this now.
This whole season, he has had a great year.
Anthony, let me ask you this right now, though, because here's something that we saw this year. I'm going to give you another name, and I'm not saying that. Jalen Hurts has proved that he's in a different class until Josh Allen gets there. But we did see Josh Allen regress when he lost Brian Daboll, right? So now we're seeing Shane Steichen. If he gets the Colts job and he leaves, are you entrusting Nick Sirianni to continue the evolution of Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Okay.
The whole thing was Sirianni's brainchild. Remember, Sean McDermott, who comes from the defensive side of the ball, is in Buffalo. Dable controlled the whole offense. So losing Dable is much bigger. Sirianni's an offensive guy. Sirianni's a great offensive mind, and he's the one coming up the game plans. He's the one who rebuilt, who built Jalen and kind of ushered him along. I think Steichen did a nice job calling the plays, but ultimately it's a Sirianni production.
Hey, Anthony Gargano, host of the Anthony Gargano Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, with us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Anthony, I'll give you a shoulder, even though I hate the Eagles.
Thank you, my brother.
But I have a question for you about it. The fact is, the referees effectively ended the game. But I would still say your chances of winning were significantly below 50-50 at that point, right? Because
I don't disagree. Yeah.
Right, because the Chiefs were going to kick the field goal, and then you have under two minutes to score a touchdown, right? And then even then, you better make sure there's not 38 seconds left on the clock because they got Patrick Mahomes. But they did effectively end the game. Would you agree with that?
Well, that's the point, but listen, when you get close with any team in any situation, You can sleep at night if you get the ball and you don't score, mm-hmm. right? You can sleep at night. You go, all right, well, listen, we lost, the better team won, and that's it. But you can't sleep at night when the game ends like that.
Yep.
When the game ends like that and you don't touch the freaking ball, you can't sleep. I didn't sleep. Nobody in Philadelphia slept last night.
Because you got cheated out of a chance to win the win the Super Bowl. And by the way, people forget this.
That's it.
People forget this stuff now, but when your field goal kicker misses a field goal earlier in the game, that doesn't mean necessarily that he's going to hit the one late in the game. There's some nervousness there.
So, Anthony, I have to ask you before I let you go.
Well, I was going to ask him, Jay.
Well, I got a question first. Well, Anthony, your Phillies lost in the World Series. Your Phillies lost in the World Series.
I was going to get him.
Okay, your Eagles lost in the Super Bowl.
Get him.
Are you looking at Doc Rivers with a lot of confidence right now as all eyes shift towards your 76ers?
Man. All right, yes, I am. All right, yeah, I am. I don't care what anybody says. That team's making a run. All right? So if these dudes got cheated, I'm telling you, they're making a run. Bring on KD and his son.
Okay, all right, I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you to that. February 13th. I'm holding you to you.
I believe in the beat.
I'm just asking about, your head coach and not staggering starters' minutes in the second rotation and what bigs you're going to get. I'll just ask him a question.
Man,
That's all.
You know how much pressure is on the Sixers?
Man, go get you a Philly cheesesteak and call it a day, man.
You got to hit me.
I couldn't wait for that question, Ant. I couldn't. I'm sorry.
Go get a cheesesteak, man, and go back to sleep.
All fighting over it, too. All my boys, all fighting over it. Looking to put the dagger in.
Because Gargano, Anthony, you need a championship. Like, it changes everything. If the Sixers were going to win a championship, then this year of Philly sports, it's like two teams made it to the final game and won one. It's like a team that wins it. It makes it like a dynasty. But if they don't, then it's just the pain of losing
that
final game. I
forgot, the Union lost, too.
What are y'all going to do with all that? What are y'all going to do with all that grease on those poles?
Listen, I can make some French fries, all right?
Anthony Gargano, ladies and gentlemen.
Right,
he's in a lot of pain this morning.
Come on, brother.
I would
stay
be
positive.
Too. It was a bad call at the end of the game. Ticky-tack call. The Anthony
Thank
Gargano
you,
show.
I appreciate you guys.
97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, that's a brutal way to
grease on the poles for nothing.
Decide
stay
a game.
Positive.
All right.
Poor guy.
How much was the field to blame for last night? To blame, it was a great game.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. What did Key see this weekend?
Doesn't look good. I can tell you that.
It's time for Key's observations.
Key, what do you got for us?
Well, I got four little observations from this past weekend of Super Bowl 57. And let's kick it off, Yates.
Number one,
a little concern with Jalen. You know, the history of the quarterback that enters the Super Bowl for the first time and does not get a W. It's hard to say that Jalen Hurts is going to come back based on the history. Let's just go back to Joe Burrow a year ago. Joe Burrow goes to the Super Bowl. He didn't get back there again this year. Let's go all the way back in history. Dan Marino went, lost, never got back. Cam Newton went, lost, never go back. You see, there's a pattern that's there. There's a large history that says that when you lose the Super Bowl, for the first time appearing in one, and you don't win it, you really doesn't go back. There's only been a handful in the modern era that has gone back, and there's only been one that has actually won in modern era. Not Bob Greasy and those guys. I'm talking about John Elway types. Mm. So that's number one.
Number two,
so much for the Kansas City Chiefs not having a number one dynamic receiver like Tyreek Hill, who they traded away in the offseason to Miami Dolphins. The only thing they did was win Super Bowl 57. The only thing Patrick Mahomes did was lead his team to the Super Bowl. During the regular season, he won the MVP without Tyreek Hill in the lineup. It's just interesting to see that, hey, Eric Bieniemy does know how to call plays.
Number three.
Is Andy Reid a top five coach of all time? Certainly is from the coaches that I've had a chance to witness and see. In fact, I put him number two, right behind Bill Belichick and right slightly in front of Mike Tomlin and Harbaugh and company. So when you start talking about the top five coaches or so, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, you know, Bill Parcells, those guys are all in that. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, no questions asked at all. 24th season coaching in the National Football League. It's amazing just to see.
Number four.
And number four, what in the hell is wrong with the NFL? They're going to experiment on the field. All right, let's try to figure out what this grass is made of. Let's see if it works. Well, it didn't work. Everybody had to change spikes and cleats. They had to go from molded cleats to seven studs. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. You could have took care of this a long time ago. You should have did this months and months ago. You don't do that. You don't spend that type of money on the Super Bowl and then all of a sudden spend the money on the grass to think that that's – for what? It's just because it's green and it's pretty, there's no brown stains in it or anything? It's ridiculous. Players slide and slipping and sliding all over the place. Makes no sense at all. That's number four in my key observations.
So Andy Reid, as an all-time coach, went to four straight NFC championship games and five straight AFC championship games. It's just bananas.
It's at nuts. Home.
At home. It's nuts.
Yeah, because the four in Philly was at home too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Were they all at home in Philly?
Yeah.
They hosted four in Philly, got to a Super Bowl, hosted five in Kansas City, and got to three and won two. That's why I'm saying, man, I get it. I also have Belichick number one all time. I'm just saying it ain't undisputed. You can't say undisputed. Because there are guys like Andy Reid whose resume has done it with multiple quarterbacks, multiple teams.
Well, he didn't go to the championship games with multiple quarterbacks. He went with Donovan McNabb.
Yep, and then
Patrick Mahomes.
But that is two. That's
yeah, but
one,
but
right.
But he'd been in two spots where Belichick was stuck just with sure. at one spot. Let's be
sure,
fair.
But when
Max.
He had Alex Smith, he was still having success, just not this level. You're right. It was more like Belichick level.
Let's be fair.
There's multiple GOATs in a lot of conversations, right?
Like, yeah.
I just never look at it as like he's the only one. It's like there is There are a couple of individuals you look at it saying these are the epitome of their
yeah.
Of
if
the
you say to me,
football
but sometimes it's
if
undisputed.
If I owned a team, I would go try to pry Andy Reid. Oh, you know, yeah. Hey man, come work for me. That's an easy one. Come work for me.
People want to talk about this Super Bowl, guys. You look like you have a thought on your.
No, mind. I mean, Pat Costello, our producer, has been yelling at me because you know a lot of people are just killing the refs for. The call against James Bradbury. And I was like, I still think they refereed a pretty decent game. There were a lot of calls missed on both sides.
Yeah, that's fine.
You just don't make that call, though.
I understand. I understand, Keith.
Acting like,
yeah, but like
Keith, the idea is here to bring on
every major sporting event.
Yeah.
All people do is they find one call and it turns into like people complaining.
But that's
the idea is now to bring an angry Philly guy in to yell at Jay about
it. No, he shouldn't have made the call, man. It's out there in the universe. Pat is, you know.
Yeah, Jay, this isn't just like one call. It's not like, oh, they made a bad call in the first quarter. It ended the Super Bowl. It's arguably the worst call in NFL history. It was complete garbage.
All we've been talking about is how Philly's defense has been like historic. Oh, yeah, chill out with the air horn, Yates. Be neutral here. Have somebody objective doing the board.
Oh, yeah,
all objective. I'm hearing is that all year long, oh, it's a historic defense. Okay, defense, stop somebody from scoring a touchdown
in the second half. They stopped. They literally stopped them. They made them
stop
kick a field goal.
Tony
they were going
like
to get the ball with a minute
return,
and a half.
Pat.
Jalen Hurts had been rolling on offense. All they needed was a field goal to tie and maybe send it to overtime.
Here's one excuse on why we didn't win the game. Instead of actually our – by the way, your head coach didn't do that. Your head coach didn't cry about excuses on a call. Win the game.
They were going to.
They weren't.
Oh, were they? Pat, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Be honest.
Go ahead, Mac. I mean, Jay, go ahead. Keep going. I want to hear you guys argue some more.
That's what I'm saying. All you got to do – I'm sorry. Jalen Hurts played his tail off. He played his ass off. Don't fumble the ball. Don't have that lead to a TD. Your defense stopped somebody in the second half. Every time Mahomes got
attack
the ball.
Back, Pat.
The ball, he scored a touchdown.
On
a hobbled leg.
The guy was
wincing out there like Willis Reed. He was barely – you saw him crying on the sideline.
One call ends the Super Bowl. You don't even get a chance because of one single terrible call.
Get him, Jay. Go back at him.
It sounds like one call, Pat.
It was one call.
All the other calls.
It was that one single call ends the game. You ended the game as an official.
Pat, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Honestly, I agree. Ticky-tack way ended the Super Bowl. That effectively ended the Super Bowl. Bad call.
Ticky-tack.
However, would you agree that you were less likely to win that game than you were to win? Like, it was under 50-50 that you win that game even if that call isn't made, right?
I mean, I guess you're losing by
3 points. Likely he hits the field goal. Then you not only have to go and kick the field goal at least to tie. There's probably time left on the clock for Mahomes if you do. If you get down the field.
Well, sadly, Max, due to one horrendous call, we'll never know.
Yeah, that's the frustration. Jay, you have to feel for the Eagles. I mean, I'm glad that
they're suffering
right now.
Bradbury, I know whose team he's really on.
Hey,
he's still
Jay.
On our team.
Our secret agent.
He's still on our team. That's my guy, Jay.
Darius Tony.
The greatest. What?
Yeah, trust me, the whole game I thought about that, too, K. I was like, we couldn't find a way
to... Yeah, the Giants don't need
a
receiver.
You know what?
The Giants don't need a receiver anyway,
yeah,
so it's okay.
Yeah, we don't need anybody like that.
They're set at receiver. They don't need a receiver.
All these guys, MBS, Kadarius Toney.
And Yates and all of Philly is in a lot of pain, and I'd like to lick the tears off their face like Cartman did to Scott Tenner.
Way to hold us down, Bradbury.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Way to hold us down, Bradbury.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.